Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the hosts here at St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus. And I'm the executive director here at Damascus in Centerburg, Ohio, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of their Catholic faith. Today, I'd like to take the opportunity to share with you a reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 24 to 30. Jesus said to the people in the synagogue at Nazareth, "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Indeed, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah when the sky was closed for 3.5 years, and a severe famine spread over the entire land. It was none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a widow in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there were many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian. When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built to hurl him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away." This is a challenging gospel for us, right? I love Jesus's opening words. "Amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place." I think it's so easy for us to, to connect with this, or maybe even to use this scripture passage as an easy out when we face challenges in our own life. You know, it makes sense that I'm not accepted here. You just don't understand the immense knowledge that the Lord has endowed me with, right? A prophet's not accepted in his own native place. In this scripture passage, Jesus is speaking to all people in the care and the saving love of God. But Israel had an interesting relationship with the Lord, right? They had a lot of pride, and pride's not always a bad thing, but they had a lot of pride in their identity as the chosen race, the royal priesthood, the people set apart. They were jealous of this relationship with God, and they ultimately used it in many ordinary ways to keep others out of favor, off land. They denied human rights to anyone outside of their circle, okay? How does this start to happen to a people, to a place? Well, I think it's because, you know, if you look at Israel's history, I've said it before, that they didn't earn their recognition as God's chosen people on account of their good behavior. They'd kind of fallen into a stroke of good luck, of good favor. And so too we have certainly been invited into relationship with God, not because we've earned it, and not because we have performed in such a way that's worthy of acknowledgement, but because God's love comes first. So when you experience this combination of unearned favor and of a performance mentality, what you end up with is someone who's holding on tightly to the things that they haven't earned, that's holding on tightly to the things that they don't want to lose. So what happened here is that Jesus is communicating to his people that this degenerate race, when they had forfeited the covenant themselves, that they were hating to think that any others should be taken into it because they hadn't earned their preferred status. But God himself is always searching, especially for the one who will receive him, right? This is what God identifies. If there's any single way that we, quote unquote, earn God's favor, it's by our openness and our hunger and our humility. He's always searching for the one who'll receive him. Elijah went out of his way to find the widow in Sidon. Elisha cured no lepers in Israel, but Naaman the Syrian. There needs to be some spiritual opening in a person so that God can act in their lives in a powerful way. Remember that image that Jesus stands at the door to our hearts and knocks. God's not going to push his way in. And we do well to remember that that invitation is to relationship, not status and not ability, right? Got one more point for us today as we reflect. Jesus makes that statement that, "I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. I'd encourage us to ask ourselves today, am I open to the prophet who would speak to me in my own home? Am I open to the words that my spouse would speak to me about my own spiritual life? Am I open to the experience that God wants to speak to me through my own children or through my own parents or through my own family? And that's my prayer for us today. Jesus, give us the grace to respond to your word wherever it comes from and to keep an open heart that's always hungry for you. Once again, this was a reflection on Luke chapter 4, verses 24 through 30. I'm Aaron Richards with Damascus, and this has been your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. To learn more about Damascus, visit us at damascus.net. God bless you.